This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're back live. Now, you heard us plug the URL, but to make it more fun, it won't be up for about 5 months till we've lost the election. I'm not being sarcastic. InfoWars Army will be up later today at InfoWarsArmy.com. Owen has an email, which probably doesn't work either, but that's okay. I have to bitch on air to get it done. I'm not mad. It took me an hour to get a freaking screenshot of us being number one, okay? You know, and I mean, and again, I have to do that to get it. I don't even want to do this on air. I don't even want to do this on air, but I have to. So, Owen, start over nicely. You probably have to go off email. You're not going to get a website. So just start over. Go ahead.
Well, you can send an email right now to InfowarsArmy@Infowars.com, and that is how I've kind of been aggregating people right now, but I was hoping to be able to build this database off InfowarsArmy.com.
That's why I didn't want to do this. I have to know stuff is ready before we do it. You understand? I can't get a screenshot, Owen. People don't want to get me on air like this right now. It's just been too much today. Go ahead.
We're going to get it done because it's what the audience wants, and that's...
And the listeners are going to take action. They're the ones that won't be stopped. They're the amazing people that make InfoWars happen.
Yeah, their will not be distracted from, and exactly, it won't be stopped. So the goal here is, with my initial push, in the month of September and October, two huge months for sport events. So we need to jack into, while there's all the coverage, all the attention, millions and millions of eyes on pennant chasing baseball and baseball playoffs and the opening NFL kickoff and opening college football kickoffs and conference season and everything. There's a huge to-do, huge media coverage. They have college game day on campuses. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. So we can jack into that, put a free Alex Jones sign, hang it from where the banners are at the big college football stadium. I said, why don't you get a bunch of your buddies, you get a bunch of king-size white sheets, and you write info on one, wars on the other, and .com on the third, and you're sitting there waving it for 100,000 people to see at a college football game. So if they want to try to ban us from the digital marketplace, which is what they're doing.
We've done it ourselves, so
they don't want us to exist there. So we'll go out into the real world and do it there. And it's going to be organized. I'm going to be able to...
And by the way, you've got a pledge from me. I'm going to be in the third dimension a lot now. Just wait. Just watch.
So Alex, you know, that, like,
I'm not going to sit around and hear anymore.
And I'm out there too with the people. And that's the great thing about it is we do go out there and meet you. And I will be meeting you too. I mean, I still go out there. I'm organizing other things that we're working on. So, but you also have direct contact with me because I'll be trying to help people with ideas and to get active.
Oh, if this takes off like it did in 2016 again, it's so beautiful. And I put a bunch of prize money on it. This time, because of budgetary concerns, we have more money coming in, but we have more expenses than ever with the lawsuits, the globalist attacks, security, you know, all the rest of it. But I will announce that in the next 62 days of the election, whoever does the best job on this will get flown to Austin to be on the show and will win $10,000. But I can't sit there and judge it all and have all the entries come in. We don't have the personnel. Okay, we have great people. It's just that maintaining what we've got so hard as we try to upscale that doing new stuff is very, very hard. What we do well. The crew's great. It's just that we can't sit there and, you know, have a contest and monkey it around. I just got to go, that's the best one. She gets $10,000 just to, you know, and flown to Austin to be in studio. But that's the real prize, is defeating the globalists. The real prize is letting them know they're not going to make you submit and shut up. You're going to win. So, give them the email again. We think that works, right?
I am working the email. I am responding via emails. I am in touch. I am getting a lot of messages.
Well, give them that, because that's how this organization, this operation is going to run, is the email.
InfoWars Army at InfoWars.com. InfoWars Army at InfoWars.com. We have to red pill the people in the 3D matrix, in the mainstream matrix, because they want to block us on the digital platform. We become the news. You want to block us? We'll become the news.
That's right. Great job, Owen. You're coming up to the war room in 55 minutes. Paul Joseph Watson, straight ahead. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
England, the dreaded information warfare lord, red coat supreme, Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, my friend.
Right.
Go ahead and take over, my friend.
You've been speaking about Facebook, obviously, throughout the whole show, and them lying about our traffic. The other big story up on InfoWars.com is New York Times lobbies Facebook to shut down private InfoWars fan page. This is a page that we didn't even create. This is a closed group on Facebook of individual users. This is the point. The corporate media is literally now lobbying Facebook, lobbying these big tech monopolies to stop individual citizens from posting content on social media websites. That is absolutely huge. That is a new level of censorship.
And they're saying, don't promote Alex Jones, don't promote Trump. They're saying, you're not allowed to talk about this or you're banned. This is now actual word control beyond 1984.
It's next level, Alex. And, you know, I went on this page earlier while it's still in existence before Facebook shuts it down. Most of the posts aren't even about you, aren't even about InfoWars. It's all kinds of different news sources, so it's not even centric on InfoWars. We didn't create it. It's got posts going up every few minutes from all these people in this group. It's a private individual group. And the New York Times directly went to Facebook and said, look at these screenshots. Look at this hate against Muslim and transgenders. In the article, they provide zero examples of that. And, of course, now we know that their meaning of hate is basically any criticism of Islam whatsoever. So they couldn't even provide any examples for it. And in the article, they admit the Times sent screenshots to Facebook of activity taking place inside these groups, this dangerous, dark, festering corner of Facebook. Facebook removed several comments saying they violated the company's policies on hate speech. The groups themselves, however, remain active. So this is the exact same playbook that CNN, that BuzzFeed used for the past 6 months, starting back in February, with people like Oliver Darcy, who has a creepy obsession with Alex Jones, going to YouTube, going to Facebook, demanding they take down our content, our channels, our pages over and over again. Now, this headline on the New York Times is Facebook's private groups offer refuge to fringe figures. And the New York Times' Kevin Roos reveals how a private InfoWars Facebook group with more than 110,000 members has survived the crackdown until now because the corporate media demands that it be removed, so it must be removed. Absolutely Orwellian policing of individual users' activities.
And Paul, I'm going to get out of here and let you cover this, but I'm going to be listening. But let me explain something, and I need your help with this. You wrote about it 2 years ago. We did. Obama signed an executive order in the CIA to have a group that stayed behind to, quote, stop Trump and stop Russian meddling. Well, they mean all patriot news, all pro-America news. And so I'm telling you, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they're in the group. They're listed. So that's why they lie so bad. They believe they're secret agents doing all this, lying about us. Their job is to take us off air. And they say once they've taken us off, they're going to take everybody off. So This is a literal stay behind rogue group in the government doing this, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, down to the level of policing what individual people can talk about on the internet. This is the next level. This is what will happen if we allow them to get away with banning us. In fact, I wrote an article a week ago, a big article, "The Social Media Purge of Conservatives is a Giant Election Meddling Scheme." And in that, I talk about how it's documented there were 45, at least 45 top Facebook employees who had previously worked or volunteered with Hillary Clinton's campaign. You had the Facebook COO, Sheryl Sandberg, saying in the released WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails, how, quote, badly she wanted Hillary Clinton to win. She visited Hillary Clinton multiple times. Obama's former campaign director openly admitted Facebook was, quote, on our side during the 2012 campaign. So now you've got these executives going in front of hearings this week. Jack Dorsey removed a few shadow bans on people. But meanwhile, New York Times is literally lobbying Facebook to shut down this private group that we didn't even begin, that we don't even post on, that 90% of the posts, or even more, aren't even related to InfoWars in any way. And they said, oh, we've shown them the screenshots, and they still haven't shut it down. Absolutely obsessive level of meddling and lobbying to get their competition shut down. Absolutely unethical to the T. An abuse of their platform, going off the same model that Oliver Darcy and CNN did back last month when their lobbying was successful in the end and got shut down. So again, in this article, I make the point. This is chilling. This is corporate media outlets now trying to control what individual citizens can post on social media websites. Go through the history of how CNN did it. And again, that Jack Dorsey's in front of the committee this week, tomorrow, I think it is. I think there's a representative from Google and Facebook. So it's really coming down to the wire now. We had the petition. We got over 100,000 signatures in 3 days. That was absolutely massive. Of course, no corporate media outlet reported on that. So this needs to continue to build. We can't just let it go because they're going to intensify the pressure down to the level of individual users and what they can post on private Facebook groups that were not there. It's basically a fan page. We didn't start it. We don't operate it. In fact, if you go on it now, you could scroll down and see a 9 out of 10 posts are probably not even related. At least they weren't earlier today to InfoWars. So it's absolutely incredible the level of censorship that we now see. Meanwhile, over in Germany, and I'm going to get into this more in the next segment, there's basically about 10 stories out of Germany. It's absolutely exploding over there. Of course, we had the big protests and counter-protest in Chemnitz, Germany, where they had a 35-year-old German citizen who was stabbed by two migrants. People basically are saying, enough is enough. They're out on the streets. Angela Merkel, whose popularity is at a record low, around 30%, the lowest in her entire political career, is calling them all Nazis. If you watch the videos like the one we're playing now, it's reasonable, rational people. They're not even talking about race. They're talking about, in this example, a guy who can't even take his wife and his daughter-in-law into town because they get sexually harassed by Muslim migrants on a regular basis. And these are the same stories we hear coming out of all these different German towns. It was the same story that I saw with my own eyes in Dresden when we went there a couple of years ago for the Bilderberg Group protests. Gangs of Arab migrants on the streets outside train stations. The police circle around in a van every half an hour and do absolutely nothing. Harassing young girls. In one case, these girls getting harassed were not even women. They were like 14-year-old girls by these Muslim migrants. It's happening all over Germany. This is why now AfD, the anti-mass migration party in Germany, is number two in the polls in terms of popular support. It came out of nowhere. That is absolutely huge. We've got an election in Sweden coming up next week. In fact, I think it's on Sunday. I'm going to do a video about that and cover that more. Where literally on one night a couple of weeks ago, you had 80 different cars set on fire in numerous different cities around Sweden. Even though Sweden is doing, in an election season, really well as a country economically, which normally would absolutely guarantee the ruling party would win that election, despite the fact they've got really low unemployment, their economy's pretty decent at the moment, the ruling party is going to get absolutely crushed because nobody has addressed these massive problems with violent crime, with cars being set on fire, with terrorism. Obviously, we had the attack in Stockholm last year. And with the complete lack of integration these huge numbers of migrants that have come across in increasing numbers over the past few years. So even though their economy is great, even though every other indication should suggest that the ruling party in Sweden, the Social Democrats, should win by a canter easily, by a landslide, they're not going to win. They're going to get their butts kicked. They're not even going to be able to form a coalition. It's going to be a minority government. And Sweden Democrats, the only major party that's promised, vowed to address these issues, is basically going to get, the polls suggest, at least 20%, up from 14% in 2014. But no major party in Sweden, despite the fact that it would enable them to form a majority government, will dare form a coalition with the Sweden Democrats. Even though, you know, you could compare them to the AfD in Germany, for example, they're not even as right-wing. Some people criticize them for not being right-wing enough, but they're the only party that's promised to address this. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to go back into Germany and tell you about this, because this was a what should have been a national news story. A gang of Syrian refugees attacking a nightclub, beating guests, shouting Allah Akbar, shouting we're going to kill you all. This is an absolute shocker. We're going to get to it on the other side of the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm Dave. David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live, it is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this September 4th edition. Germany is absolutely exploding right now. Protests on the streets of Schmitz and these other countries. Headline just went up on InfoWars Europe. Schmitz locals blast German officials, media at heated town hall. Locals from around Schmitz, Germany, slammed mainstream media and politicians who have smeared anti-mass migration protesters as Nazis and far-right extremists during a heated town hall. They had a small selection, probably a handful of neo-Nazis show up for one of these protests. And of course, immediately the media pointed the finger and said, oh, they're all neo-Nazis, they're all far-right extremists. Angela Merkel, whose approval rating is in the toilet and has been for about a year or more, called them Nazis, basically through her government spokesperson, called them Nazis, called them far-right extremists. You watch the videos out of Schmitz, like this one we're playing right now and others, they just seem like ordinary people who are concerned about the rise in violent crime, about their daughters, about their wives being harassed in the streets, about what's taking place on, you know, in their neighborhood. They're living amongst it. They know what's happening. This isn't just an excuse for them to express racism. They're seriously furious about the changes in society that this mass migration agenda has had in Germany. The article goes on to say, present in the meeting, which was aired live by NTV, that's a shock that they actually broadcast it, given what's happening with the German media refusing to cover most of this, was Schmitz Mayor Barbara Ludwig and Saxony's Minister President Michael Kretschmer. One after another, residents voiced their frustration with the radical transformation of their city by mass migration, the negative effects of which have pushed the citizenry to the boiling point after the death of Daniel Hillig. He was the guy who was stabbed to death by Iraqi and Syrian migrants. That's what touched off the protest in Schmitz in the first place. He said, I'm sick of the fact that when Germans dare say a non-German committed a crime, they are immediately condemned as Nazis or right-wing extremists. And that is exactly the smear that we've seen in recent days. They found a handful of Nazis doing Sieg Heils, and then suddenly everyone at this protest, men, women and children who live there, who experienced this change in society, this violent crime, suddenly they're all neo-Nazis. Well, no. That's smearing ordinary, decent, working class people who are voicing real concerns about the impact that mass migration has had on their towns. Another example of which is this, top story on Infowars.com, Germany. Syrian refugees attack nightclub, beat guests, shout Allah Akbar. Muslim migrants armed with knives and metal bars attacked a nightclub in Frankfurt while screaming Allah Akbar, and we are, this is what they said, quote, we are Arabs, we'll kill you all. Literally, that's what they said during this attack. It was an absolute miracle that nobody was seriously injured. Basically, what happened was two Syrian refugees, and the police later confirmed that they were all Syrian refugees, started an argument in this nightclub. This nightclub was having like a 90s dance night. These two Syrian refugees started an argument, started provoking and harassing guests, and suddenly out of nowhere, because Islam is such a tolerant religion of peace, they stood up and started screaming, quote, we are Arabs, we'll kill you all. That's going to ruin your night, isn't it? So they eventually left the club after the bouncers kicked them out or whatever, but they came back. They came back with reinforcements. They came back with eight of their friends. So then you had a total of 10 migrants, irate over God knows what, armed with iron bars, armed with knives, shouting, we're going to kill you, shouting Allah Akbar. Which even though, who was it, Jake Tapper said, was often said in beautiful moments of peace. No, it's normally said right before a terrorist attack. If you've got 10 individuals of Muslim descent shouting Allah Akbar armed with knives and iron bars, might make you a little bit concerned. It's definitely going to ruin your Saturday night, isn't it, at the nightclub? According to the chief prosecutor in the case, guests were then attacked and beaten while the gang threw stones at the building and the victims. They literally tried to stone people, basically. The owner of the club said it was a war scene. We were celebrating the 90s and suddenly we were in a war zone, not in our hometown. It was spooky, but I guess he's a neo-Nazi too for saying that it wasn't like being in his hometown. Just like Angela Merkel smeared all those decent, ordinary people in Chemnitz for saying very similar things. So this attack continued, literally 10 migrants armed with iron bars and knives attacking this nightclub. Some of the guests at the nightclub attempted to hide under cars while others sought refuge within the nightclub, as the migrants, in some cases, then attempted to stab people. Because they're very tolerant and it's religion of peace, you know. The owner said, quote, "It was pure horror. Sheer horror. People were hit by stones. It was indiscriminate." He said, "We had to see if there were any dead or seriously injured people, noting that it was unbelievable luck nobody was seriously injured." According to the prosecutor, all 10 of the attackers were Syrian refugees. Now, they only were able to arrest two of them, the two that started the fracas in the first place, because the next day, they attacked somebody in the street. Then it turned out that one of the individuals had previously attacked someone back in August with a baseball bat. These are very tolerant, peaceful people. So this story, which should be a nationwide story in Germany, is leaked. It was reported by one German newspaper. Can you imagine that? In Germany, an attack on a nightclub, people being beaten up. This would be a national story. Can you imagine if a gang of 10 neo-Nazis went to a migrant center and started throwing stones at it, started beating people up with bats, started attempting to stab people as the migrants screamed and ran away in terror, as the white supremacists, you know, did Sieg Heils and chanted pro-Hitler slogans. That would not only be a national news story in Germany, it would be a global news story. We'd never hear the end of it. This was in one newspaper. One newspaper in Germany. This happened over a week ago. Nobody's reporting on it apart from one newspaper, the Morning Post in Berlin. This is the level of control that they have. We've done stories in the past where owners of German broadcast outlets have admitted they don't report on crime stories involving migrants because, quote, they don't want to, you know, rile up resentment amongst right-wing people. So they literally censor the violent crime that's impacting people in these German towns and cities, in Chemnitz most recently. They'll cover it up deliberately because they think that that's for the greater good. They literally think that censoring the reality of what's happening in their own country is necessary and virtuous because it won't embolden the right wing. Absolutely despicable behavior. Now, guess how the mayor of this town in Frankfurt, this area of Frankfurt, guess how the mayor responded? She responded by asserting that most of the area's migrants are well-behaved and don't commit crimes. Hashtag not all Muslims. So again, violent crime in Germany has risen. The government's own statistics admit this. They admit that 90% of that violent crime is due to, quote, migrants or refugees. So no, when 10 armed gang members terrorize and viciously beat and attack people in a story that's basically covered up by the media, no, the appropriate response is not to say, oh, but these other migrants didn't do anything. No, this is a problem. Your violent crime rate is exploding. We know why. Talk about it, face it, deal with it. Okay, you can't fix the lack of integration that we're experiencing in European cities by silencing the people who complain about it, by paying them home visits because of their offensive Facebook posts. Because what happens is you get explosions on the streets, you get riots. If people are not having their genuine concerns addressed, then they're going to get more and more furious, and it's going to end up terribly for everyone. Address their concerns, admit you have a problem, and try and do something to fix it, for God's sake. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Now go away.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Before we get back into this news, and I've got more news about Germany, which never ends at this point, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, the New York Times, other media publications are lying. They're saying that we're crippled, that we're never coming back. We've been able to thrive because of your support, specifically, exclusively because of your support. And we have numerous great specials available right now for you to take advantage of, including Bodies, which is 50% off. It's back in stock for a limited time only. This is the ultimate turmeric formula used as a medicinal herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally got in enough bodies back in stock to provide our fellow InfoWarriors with 50% off. Now is the time to stock up. Paired with black pepper, Bodies is turmeric supplement that takes advantage of the power of turmeric with over 95% of its active ingredients. Now, we advertise it on the basis of joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Also, if you read the peer-reviewed studies about this, it has excellent benefits in terms of mood elevation. We don't make those claims, but you can go and research them separately for yourself. About turmeric is basically proven to do so, and our product is Bodies. It's 50% off. Stock up right now. I think it's a two-month supply in one bottle, so you can really stock up. It's a 60-day supply right there. Select the auto-ship option, so then you don't have to keep remembering to go back and order it again. And with that auto-ship option, which you can do 60, 90, or 180 days, you get a further 10% off. Look at those independent reviews for Bodies. 4.9 stars out of 5. They are independent certified reviews, 101 reviews. People are absolutely delighted with Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula. Support this network. We need your ammunition more than ever in the fight and the info war against the mainstream media. That is 50% off. It's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Ultimate Female Force, again, at 50% off. After seeing how much people loved Alpha Power, we decided to make a powerhouse formula but exclusively for the ladies in our audience. It is the Ultimate Female Force, again, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. Now, going back to the news, Nike shares are currently hovering at about a minus 2.8%. Obviously, there's this boycott going on. Minus 2.9% right now. Headline out of Breitbart, Nike shares drop as Kaepernick ad triggers calls for boycott. Now, obviously, the reason that they did this whole campaign with Kaepernick, he's a loser. He hasn't played football for 2 years. He's a failure. He's a waste of space. They're not doing it because they're investing anything in Colin Kaepernick as a person who individually can sell products, okay? He hasn't played a game for 2 years. He's not going to inspire a lot of sentiment in consumers, is he? They're doing it because this is a form of free advertising. The virtue signal is the new form of free advertising. This is a PR stunt on behalf of Nike to get media attention, be it positive or negative. Yes, they're going to get a temporary crash in the stock for a couple of days. It's down at about minus 3% right now. But long term, how much is all that free advertising really worth? You see people across the country burning their Nike products, ripping the check mark off the Nike products. On the flip side, which is even funnier, you have liberals worshipping, literally falling all over themselves to worship a giant transnational corporation, which has become infamous, obviously, over the past few decades, for child labor and mistreating workers. That is the new face of the resistance, a company that literally hires a child labor and mistreats workers around the world. That's the new face of the resistance. And now that they've enlisted Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of their campaign, they're getting a lot of free advertising, and that's the entire point. So boycott or not, which will obviously peter out after a few days, Nike gets what they want. They get press attention without having to pay much for it. That was the goal from the very beginning. Meanwhile, resistance icons fantasize about holding show trials for Trump supporters. This is the new level of Trump derangement syndrome. We've seen the shrieking and the wailing with the Supreme Court hearing just a few hours ago. Now we see Garry Kasparov, this left-wing hysteric, and Bill Kristol, the neocon, both revealing recently that they're fantasizing about holding show trials for supporters of President Donald Trump. It's not enough to literally try to turf him out of office to be part of this deep state plot to sabotage the presidency. No, that's not enough. His supporters have to be put on show trials too. This is a tweet from Kasparov. He said, "Those who stand against Trump will move on to many different things when he's gone, but those who still support him should never be forgotten or forgiven." He's literally like almost invoking some kind of gulag punishment for the Trump supporters at this point. "Those who stand against Trump will move on to many different things." That's what he said. And in his second tweet, which only got a tiny fraction of the retweets and likes as the first one, which got 10,000 retweets, Kasparov said, quote, I'm not talking about functionaries attempting to keep the government working despite Trump, but people of influence who know exactly what he is and enable him for their own gain. Asked what he meant by should never be forgiven, Kasparov said, quote, forgiving of the crime or threat that is still clear and present invites further offense. I'll leave forgiveness to the next generation when the threat is gone. What is there to be forgiven? I mean, for God's sake, this is the point. If you're resisting, you know, record low black unemployment, record low Hispanic unemployment, if you're resisting widespread blue-collar economic recovery, you're not part of any resistance, okay? Nike is not part of the resistance. That's not authentic. John Brennan is not an authentic part of any resistance. He's part of the deep state. You're not part of the resistance. You're part of the establishment. Trump was the resistance, okay? You're not part of that. You're part of trying to overthrow the backlash, the rightful backlash that the American people had against the deep state, against these corporate monopolies. Case in point, Breitbart headline. Majority of blue-collar workers were better off under Trump than Obama. The majority of blue-collar American workers say they're better off today with the economy under the direction of President Trump than they were during the Obama years, a new poll reveals. Listen to these numbers. This is a Harris poll of more than 1,000 blue-collar U.S. workers in fields such as construction, manufacturing, maintenance, and agriculture. You know, the very kind of people that President Obama betrayed. He said, shut down the coal plants. These are the people who are now saying, in a majority of 55% of workers, they're better off with their jobs and economic opportunities than they were 5 years ago when President Obama was in the White House, because they finally have a president that addresses their concerns that is trying to get the country running again. The vast majority, 85%, said their lives are headed in the right direction, and 69% said their local communities are on the right track. The majority of 51% of blue-collar workers said the United States is headed in the right direction under Trump. So again, this mirrors Europe. If you look at similar polls in Europe over the past year or so, you will see when they're asked, when the people of Europe are asked in these different countries, are they more positive about their children's future than they were before? In the Czech Republic, in Austria, in Poland, in Eastern Europe, people are way more positive about the future of their children. You compare that to places like France. I think it was 9% of respondents said they were more hopeful for their children's future over their own. And it's because those countries, the Frances, the Germanys, are still embracing this globalism, which has betrayed them at every step of the way. The Eastern European countries are getting away from that. They're getting back to a nationalistic, family-based society, which actually keeps people happy and keeps them in gainful employment, actually gives them optimism and hope about their future and about the future of their families. Talking about hope or lack of it, South Africa unexpectedly slides into recession for the first time since 2009. Well, imagine my shock. What do you think caused this? Do you think it's potentially the fact that they could be about to embark on one of the most suicidal and potentially genocidal policies ever devised, the same policy that Zimbabwe enacted, which led to widespread starvation, the government seizure of private lands, which were stolen by white people, even though they weren't stolen, they were rightfully acquired, they were bought, they were purchased. Now South Africa is reeling amid concerns of land appropriation. The rand is tumbling. The local economy is collapsing. The Pretoria-based Statistics South Africa announced that Q2 GDP contracted at 0.7. They expected a 0.6 increase. It's gone the other way. They're already failing because of this ridiculous, absurd land grab policy. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show live.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our bodies, our reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced. And what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines. For a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Final segment of the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we hit some final news stories out of Europe, I want to tell you about the ultimate bone broth formula, now available for 50% off. That is a giant 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. At a sale price of just $19.95, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered. Even better ingredients, it's the ultimate bone broth. To help you save big on this new product and stock up, we're dropping the price to just $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. A previous supplier was unable to get the incredible ingredients that we needed to create this formula while keeping the cost low. Since we wanted to make sure that you got the best value possible, we've now switched to a new supplier with even better ingredients. That's why now it's the ultimate bone broth formula. The ingredients include chicken bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, and alfalfa herb powder, and even more. These powerful ingredients will help you get the most out of your workout by supporting your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. Take advantage of that offer today, the ultimate low price of $19.95. for the ultimate bone broth formula. 50% off, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please continue to support this network by buying the products. We need your support. more than ever. You can also see the other specials right there. Brainforce Plus, 25% off. Bikers EX Plus, 25% off. Huge raft of discounts available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up today. Getting back into this news, there's so much news about Germany, I'm not even going to get time to cover it all. Number of Germans killed by foreigners highest in years, though those numbers are from the police, but if you talk about it, you're a neo-Nazi, apparently, according to Angela Merkel. Germany repeatedly fails to deport migrants accused of 542 crimes. This is the level it's got to. But Germany's Bild newspaper report on this. One illegal migrant who arrived in Germany more than 20 years ago has managed to avoid deportation despite being accused of 542 criminal acts. The reason? German authorities can't figure out which country to deport him to. Oh, gee, I wonder why that is. Could it be because he had no papers in the first place and they just let him in anyway, like always happens? Meanwhile, the migrant whose name is unknown has been allowed to roam free. His rap sheet is extensive. Theft, drug possession, assault. He's repeatedly claimed to be from Algeria, Morocco, and other North African countries. However, no state has confirmed his residency, which is what happens all the time, but they just let them in anyway. In fact, we had the story a couple of weeks ago about a Syrian refugee woman who spoke the language. You could tell she tried to integrate. She's one of the success stories. But she met on the streets of Frankfurt, I believe it was, where this attack, by the way, happened that I talked about in the previous segment, the attack on the nightclub. She actually met the previous ISIS captor, the ISIS jihadist bodyguard that had sold her into sex slavery. She met him on the streets of Frankfurt, and he'd been given refugee status just like her. This is what's happening in Germany. This is why people are out on the streets. Germany, 10-year-old boy raped by 10-year-old Afghan migrant during school trip. Again, the ages are up for debate. A lot of these late teen migrants claim to be much younger than they are. There you see the woman who met her ISIS captor on the streets of Germany after they were both given refugee status. So that's a big story in Germany. The attack on the nightclub has basically been in one newspaper. That's not even a widespread story in Germany. Merkel calls concerned German citizens in Chemnitz neo-Nazis. That came from her official spokesman. So if you complain about little boys being raped, if you complain about women meeting their ISIS captors on the streets of Frankfurt, if you complain about a migrant accused of 542 crimes not being deported, if you complain about number of Germans being killed by foreigners being the highest in years, according to the police's own numbers, then you're a white supremacist and a neo-Nazi, according to the Chancellor of your own country. Wonder why her approval rating's at 30%. What a mystery that is. Germany, majority belief country gone downhill since 2015, has too many migrants. You see, no matter how many Facebook posts you delete, no matter how many people you ban off social media, no matter how many people doors knock on to remind them that they've offended the thought police, you can't change reality. You can't change the fact that 66% of voters in Germany believe the country's gone downhill since the mass migration influx, compared to just 17% who think that it's gotten better. God only knows what universe they're living in. Meanwhile, in Holland, migrant who stabbed two American tourists cites criticism of Islam as motive. He was offended, so he had to enact his revenge. Again, just don't forget Islam is a religion of peace. It's just when you offend the believers a bit, they violently attack you because they're peaceful. The Afghan migrant who stabbed two American tourists in Amsterdam says he was motivated by people in the Netherlands insulting Islam and the Prophet Muhammad. Now, let's not forget the backstory to this, the context, which is that there have been several different examples in Holland where Islamic terrorists, or in one case a left-wing extremist, attacked people violently and in two cases assassinated them because they were offended over them making fun of or criticizing Islam. Theo van Gogh, 2004, he worked with Somali-born right politician Ayaan Hirsi Ali, you've probably seen her before, who, by the way, lived in the Netherlands, had to flee to America because she wasn't safe. They produced a film which criticized the treatment of women in Islam. You can't do that, according to the left. That's sacrilege, actually standing up for women's rights. That makes you a bigot now. He was shot dead by an Islamic terrorist in 2004 who was offended over that documentary. Now, 2002, Dutch politician Pim Fortuyn, who was a big gay rights activist, was also a staunch opponent of mass immigration and the spread of Islam because he saw it for what it was in terms of its rampant intolerance. He was killed days before a national election, shot in the head, not by a Muslim, but by a left-wing extremist who was, again, offended the fact that Pim Fortuyn was mean to Muslims. So I guess he deserved to be shot in the head, didn't he? That's the reasonable response. So Holland has this history of people being violently attacked by Islamic terrorists because they said the wrong thing about Islam. Now, public prosecutors have revealed that the suspect in this recent stabbing, who is 19-year-old Jawad S., they don't give his surname, travelled from Germany to the Netherlands to carry out the attack, quote, because he thinks the Prophet Muhammad, the Quran, and Islam are frequently offended in the Netherlands. So he thinks, because Islam is so peaceful, that that gives him the right to violently attack people. The jihadist also mentioned that he was offended over statements made by right-wing Dutch politician and strident Islam critic Geert Wilders. Now, of course, Wilders was planning to hold a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in Amsterdam. But then a guy posted a video on Facebook, and we featured this in this article as well, where he basically said, I'm in The Hague, I'm minutes away from where Geert Wilders is going to appear, and I'm going to kill him, because I'm an ambassador for the religion of peace. Now, thankfully, the guy was such an idiot that he uploaded it to Facebook days beforehand. The police swooped in and arrested him. But Geert Wilders cancelled the event because he was getting a multitude of other threats from Islamic terrorists. There was also a Pakistani actor, a female, who tweeted that all these people involved in this Draw Muhammad cartoon contest should be hanged. Again, another expression of the religion of peace. That tweet was up on Twitter for days and days on end. Nothing happened. Majid Nawaz, who is a Muslim reformist, drew attention to it. It was finally deleted, or she decided to delete it. Was she hit with a 7-day sin bin? Was she put on the naughty step like Alex Jones was, for literally calling for people to be hanged until they're dead? No. She didn't get banned for a single minute. And that is the height of hypocrisy that we try to highlight on a regular basis. Nothing whatsoever happened to her precious Twitter account. Meanwhile, in Paris, Jewish man beaten in Paris called Dirty Jew. Another anti-Semitic attack. You have 8,000 Jews fleeing France every single year. I wonder why that is. In the small hours of Monday morning, an anti-Semitic attack occurred in Paris. It was 3 a.m. A man was walking between the 7th and 8th arrondissement in Paris when a man driving a motorcycle attacked him. The motorcyclist tore the chain from around his neck, which had a Star of David, and yelled, quote, Dirty Jew. Then a second motorcycle came, two people got off the vehicle and beat the Jewish man. They stole his wallet, stole his phone. He was left with wounds on his arms and knees. The attackers fled the scene and have not been found. Of course, this is in Paris, where some areas literally have 400,000 illegal immigrants living them in one area alone in Saint-Denis. I made a video about it. Meanwhile, in Sweden, Macron, the French president, who also has an approval rating of 30% in the toilet, slammed the populist leader, Jimmy Åkesson, days before the Swedish election, which Åkesson should be thanking him for, because he's so pathetic and hated by everyone. To be attacked by him is an endorsement, basically, at this point. An endorsement that you're standing up for the right thing. We have a situation in Sweden where murder is up 40% since 2012. People in Sweden are five times more likely to be killed or shot than even in Britain, which has a massive violent crime wave. Sweden's election is coming up on Sunday. It's going to be huge. It's going to be part of the continuing populist backlash against globalism. And we'll cover it here on InfoWars. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.